Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Bellina Pilsner.
That's right. I'm in the room with Oscar Dowling. I'm going to turn both mics on. One is on a guitar and one's on Oscar himself.
Sure.
Howdy.
Hey, man.
Welcome aboard, mate.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for coming up right after work.
Yeah.
How was it? Another week in the can.
It was all right. Yeah, another week, man. Another week on the farm.
Are you still taking care of bees?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, sure. It's all good. Yeah.
Because then I'm like...
Just are you, spring that on me, mate.
Are you always writing when it comes to songs?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about bees, man.
Well, this is where I'm headed. I'm like, are all your songs about bees?
I don't have any songs about bees yet.
Fuck.
No way, man. I can't do that.
Well, they need all the help they can get.
Blurring the lines too much, eh?
Fair enough. That's fair.
Become one of those weird, like, yeah, no. Not yet. Maybe in the future. We'll see.
Where is your beekeeping happening, by the way? Is it up around Puhoi still?
Yeah, we're like based in Warkworth. There's like quite a bit of travelling. Like we have hives kind of in from the Waitakere's like up to the top of the Kaipara. So like
out of it. How many hives can you service in a day? This is fascinating.
It depends like time of year and what they're doing and stuff.
Right.
So sometimes like 100, like over 100.
And is it a case of someone's got, look, I've got all these hives, can you come and take care of them for me?
No, we like, they're all ours, so we have like 1,000 hives.
Whoa.
And then you just, we just have them on different people's land, you know what I mean? So you kind of like give them honey for having the hives there.
Right.
Or like, yeah, like there's other deals and stuff, but generally, yeah, we just give them like...
And if it's a farm, like the bees are out pollinating all this stuff, right?
Yeah. So
it's like
we do pollination as well. So we have like a pollination contract with a...
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So like we do this big avocado orchard.
Right.
And there's only like a certain time of the year where the flowers open and all that kind of stuff. So you have to like have bees in there for like a certain period of time. And that's like they pay you to like bring... So we have like 180 hives out there right now, like pollinating stuff. Making evidence. It's quite funny, eh?
It's real buzzy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I knew that pun was going to happen sooner or later. Okay. Well, you're playing Whammy Fest, mate. That's the gist of this whole situation.
Yeah, it is, eh?
And,
was that planned? Do you plan that?
Yeah, we try to.
Nice.
Basically, a gig will come up down there at Whammy Bar at once, and then we'll just start chucking the hook out and trying to catch a fish, and you're the fish.
Nice.
So thanks so much for coming along. What night are you playing?
Saturday night.
Kicks off tonight. Goes for a couple.
Mm.
Is it just in Whammy Backroom, or is Wine Cellar getting a sniff as well?
I don't know, man. I think it might be Whammy and Backroom, and then there's like this weird other kind of area.
Oh, I've seen people trying to figure this out.
That's where I'm playing. I've never played that before.
It'll just be like you'll get there and go, this is the fucking area where I'm.
Yeah. This is just a couch. Yeah. Couch with that fucking amp on it.
How are you performing? Are you performing how I'm seeing you right now, or
I am. Yeah, Brad. Or maybe with an electric guitar. I'm not really sure.
Okay,
I tried to like get a band together, kind of thing.
Assemble your crew.
Yeah, another band together, and then but I forgot to tell them that like I wanted to play that gig, and like some of them are away and shit.
Yes.
I was like, "So you ready for the gig?" And they're like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna be in Bay of Islands." So.
Oh well.
Yeah. So solo it is, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's where it's all born from. So I'll just move, I'm going to turn my microphone off and then I'm going to move the other two into a place they need to be. And you can give us the 1-2.
All right, shall we go ahead?
Yeah, pretty much, mate.
Oh, mate.
Sorry, hang on, let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, hang on.
Christ.
No, that's worse.
Fucking hell.
Wait, no, this will work.
That's like exactly where they were. All right, sweet. Crikey. Oh, are you ready?
Okay.
Thank you.
spread the foot of our bed. Won't you reach down and pat me on the head? And I heard her come, that it comes before the storm. I can't recall the dawn. I don't agree with all that they say, but tonight, my love, the sun filled up the moon, and I held it high.
I'm not going to clap because it's just me alone. But
that'll be fucking weird.
Nice save. Yo, that's beaut, man.
Thanks,
God damn it, your voice is so lovely. I'm just going to put this mic back.
I might actually move this position to this a little bit. But it's all you, bro.
Oh, do another one.
This is Oscar Dowling, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit, yeah, it's sucked in, bro.
Fucking so sucked in. God, it's going to talk. Eh? All right, all good.
Skill, but if the sun.
always announce my mistakes. Yeah.
When you broke character, that was hard out.
Sorry. Like, sorry about that, guys.
Oscar Dowling. How long have you been writing music for?
Probably about 10 years.
And performing the same length of time? Or were you like straight into it? Or?
Kind of like started writing and then recorded like a little EP like out when I was younger. And didn't really play live until probably about 7 years ago or something. Yeah.
What do you think you've kind of learnt about yourself when it comes to writing music and indeed performing it as well? You need, like...
I don't know, man. It's a real, like... I feel like it's been a bit of a weird time recently. Like, I kind of fell out of love with it over the last few years. Or, like...
Because for those that don't know, you're in that shit-hot band, New Gum Sun. You've got a bloody ripping record. You can sometimes find it. It's quite kind of hard to find now.
Yeah, but I've still got a few copies, eh?
You
did? I found a box of T-shirts the other day.
Oh,
and
snap.
I was like, man, I should just throw these at, like, on the side of the street. See what happens. Yeah, I don't know.
Just like the introspection. Do you think it's interesting, kind of like, do you find yourself examining yourself with these songs?
Yeah. If you write quite lyrical songs, I think it's quite hard not to.
Yeah, your stuff is very, very lyrical.
Yeah, and you can kind of hide behind making sounds, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Well, not in a bad way at all, but I think I'm always drawn to like writing lyrics and stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's easy to be self-critical.
Yeah.
Definitely. And but... Yeah, I'm kind of like rediscovering it, I think, now. Like, I've had like quite a big break from it.
And it's like, got to be healthy.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was, it was kind of like...
I can imagine it really. Could be damaging in a sense because you're really like...
I really threw myself into it with New Gum Sun and then also just the whole... Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, there's no fucking money in it and shit.
Yeah,
like,
right,
it's just
on.
So, it's just gnarly out there. Eh?
Yeah, you've got to love it.
You got to love it, and you've got to like kind of put it all into perspective.
It can be humbling if you think, you know, this. Yeah, it's hard. It's because it's not even about you when it comes to being successful. It's about everyone else, and that's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
and that's what's strange, right?
Yeah, totally. And like,
it's got to resonate with a bunch of people on a certain time. You know, but it's like you might be on a different trip. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of luck involved and shit. But there's just a lot of everything involved. I don't know. It's just I think I became a little bit disillusioned by it all there.
Fair enough.
Like, just the whole, like, that you have to be kind of a bit of a bundle. Like, you can't just write songs and
do
sit-ups. Interviews. Yeah, you've got to just, like, you've got to be, like, actually the man at everything to, like, make it. Like, the people who make it, I'm like, oh, my God.
True.
Oh, my God, you deserve it so hard.
Yeah, well, as well, but there's an army by the time someone's, like, caught on. I mean, it's tricky.
Yeah,
it's tricky.
It is a tricky one, and I definitely haven't figured it out.
Well, we're grateful that you're still going at it, by the way. It sounds absolutely delicious.
Thanks, man. Cheers, yeah.
While you're still there, reckon we'll squeeze another one out before you go?
I reckon. Okay, I kind of, like, practice those two. Clearly, like, not very much. Just fuck it up halfway through. Oh, fuck. No, not cool.
That was such a prank. It was like someone opened the door.
It's such a like fucking like high school talent show movie. Oh, fuck, sorry.
It's cool. You could have should have sung it. Oh, fuck, would have been great.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, I'll try this one anyway.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed. These are like mainly like kind of old songs. I'm going to try and...
Not really. That last one was off a newish record, wasn't it?
I mean, new, like 3 years ago, new?
Fuck, man, we're spinning around a globe in the like, cosmos, bro. I mean,
shit. Yeah, true. No, fuck. Okay, all good. All right. Am I sounding in tune to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're sounding in tune with yourself.
Okay.
And it's you and that little guitar with you, so.
Yeah. Very dusty, eh? Oh, these are like year old strings on it, eh?
What is it? Oh, it's a Carina. Who knows?
Just $200, man.
Yo! Cool.
Here we go. Yeah, that sounds a bit wacky.
Free and easy. That
sweet and hollow like honeycomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Dowling, live at 95BFM. Absolutely beaut, mate. Saturday night, Whammy Fest.
Yeah.
You and the Karina?
Maybe.
I like it, man. I mic it up. Get them to put a condenser out there.
It's kind of fuck you to like...
Well, because it's going to be hectic, right? It'll be nice to have getaway of someone just like knocking just right like at your sort of heartstrings like that.
Like Jack Johnson in the corner.
But so not. Hey, kia ora, bro. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me, man. Pleasure.
Right on.
Friday Live on 95BFM, thanks to Berliner Pilsner.